Oliver Sorensen.
Thank you, Buddy Miriam. That concludes another edition of Bluegrass Time. And the time now is 8:02. Do you know what that means? It's time for Wax Tracks to the Max with your host, Verlaine Hell. That's me. And it is kind of rainy and cold and disgusting outside. It's barely 50 degrees outside, but it's always nice and toasty warm in here, especially when we kick it off with one of my very favorite artists, Mr. Bill Bruford. And I've been telling you for weeks now that he's going to be at Sony Hall with Project coming up on June 29th. But I picked a slightly different version of Hell's Bells to kick things off tonight because the Bruford tapes was recorded right here on Long Island back in 1979. Now, I was only 10 years old at the time, and the greatness of some of these musicians was not yet on my radar. So let's take it back, pretend we're in a time machine at the original version of my father's place in Rosalind for this particular version of Hell's Bells from Bill Bruford, and then I'll tell you what I got going on tonight's show. So stick around and keep your radio locked to 90.1 FM, 107.3, or if you're listening online at WUSB.FM.
All right, live on LIRFM. How about it for a collection of great musicians? Polydor recording artists, Bruford. We'll be right back.
If you've tuned in just now, that's the Bruford Tapes recorded back in 1979, and it's still one of those pinch-me moments when I realize that my personal copy of the Bruford Tapes, but on a vinyl, is signed by Mr. Jeff Berlin. Now, tonight's show, as always, has a theme. Tonight's theme is help. H-E-L-P. H is for Holdsworth, E is for Emerson, L is for Lake, and P is for Balmer. Those are some of the amazing artists that I'm going to be talking about tonight because it's the anniversary of Alan Holdsworth's passing. He passed on April the 15th back in 2017. There is no one that sounds like him, and I seriously doubt there ever will be. To quote a little Bruford, he is one of a kind. Now, technically, he's not on the Bruford Tapes, but he did work with Bruford in 1978 on Feels Good to Me in 79 and for the album One of a Kind, and a couple of other different occasions, including Rock Goes to College, I Love UK. I'm not sure how many tracks I'm going to get to fit into tonight's show, because if I tried to play you all my favorites, I would be here for a couple of days. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put about an hour worth of Alan's music from 8 to 9, and then in the 9 o'clock hour, I have a couple of special guests for you, and we're commemorating some ELP anniversaries. Not only is April the time when the band originally formed in 1970, but it's also the anniversary of the California Jam back in April of 1974. And I have it on good authority that if you love progressive rock, I mean, boy, are you in for a treat this summer, because there are special selected dates in July and August that you can see Carl Palmer's ELP Legacy on the same bill as the Band Geeks. Okay, if you are not familiar with the Band Geeks, that is Christopher Clark, who had played locally. He also played with Brand X. He happens to be really good friends with Richie Castellano from Blue Oyster Cult, the king of the Band Geeks. And he just happens to be on the next track that I'm going to play for you. Now, it's an album called Sessions at the Cave 2. Now, what's particularly interesting about this is that it was given to me by this guitarist that I met sort of by accident at a Craig Leon show in Brooklyn. I was attending an electronic music extravaganza kind of a thing, and I really wanted to say hello to Craig Leon, and he is lovely, by the way. I've talked about him on my show several times, him as an artist. We talked about Moog synthesizers, but before I go off on a tangent, because there's so much music that I want to get into tonight's show. Okay, so I was at the board, and someone came over to me, and they said, "Are you mixing tonight's show?" I said, "No, but, you know, it looks similar to the board that I run at the radio station." And this gentleman says to me that he's a guitarist. So I have a question to ask you if you are a guitarist, you know, to gauge your level of cool and if we have similar tastes. So I simply said to him, "So what's your favorite Alan Holdsworth track?" And he stopped and he looked at me like a deer in the headlights momentarily. He was taken back and he grabbed his phone and he started scrolling through it, and I wasn't really sure what he was doing. A couple of seconds later, he flips his phone around to face me, and there's a photo of him hugging Alan Holdsworth. So, dude, Joe Berger, you're the man. I mean, I love the stories that you have shared with me in the past about working with John Anderson and Vangelis in New York City. He used to work at Maxis, Kansas City. And these days, sometimes you can find him as a session musician with Japan, in Japan with Sting, rather. So he's an amazing guy. The coincidences, in order for me to meet up with him in the right time, in the right place, I can't really say that it's coincidence. I really think it was meant to be, because we met at a Craig Leon show. We ended up going to see Rachel Flowers, and we talk about Prague as much as possible. And then to find out that he's friends with Christopher Clark, I'm not even sure which one of them I met first. But enough of the music, blah, blah, blah. But the reason that I wanted to mention Joe Berger in conjunction with Alan Holdsworth is one of the amazing stories that he told me is that he's the one that brought Alan Holdsworth to the United States. And I said to him, well, is this before or after he worked with UK? Because he said at the time, Alan Holdsworth was fixing bicycles. And I was taken back and I was like, wait a minute, do you mean the most epic jazz fusion guitarist who ever lived? And he was like, yeah, that's exactly who I'm talking about. I'm like, are you kidding me? So, Joe Berger, this is for you. We need to hang out more. In the meantime, everybody should check out Joe Berger, my friend Christopher Clark, the Band Geeks. I'll have much more music news for you tonight as we explore music together. So keep your dial locked to WUSB. And this is a track that's called Six Sheets to the Wind. We'll be right back. All right, I guess the CD cuts out just a little bit, probably because I've overplayed it a little bit in my car, and my car almost gave me a little bit of a heart attack. I didn't want to spit that CD out, but I think that you can hear the love in there that Joe Berger has for Mr. Alan Holdsworth. And it's safe to say that Alan Holdsworth influence on so many other guitarists is absolutely immeasurable. In fact, I found a great little clip with another artist who is coming this way. I've been talking about it recently, the Beat Project with Adrian Belew. Also features Mr. Steve Vai. So I love this clip about a very young Steve Vai meeting Mr. Alan Holdsworth.
To meet him, so I hung around the back door of the Orpheum Theater, and there was nobody there. And I just hung around for hours and hours. And sure enough, a car pulled up, and Alan Holdsworth gets out, and he's got his guitar in a case. And it was just me and him in the alley. And I was stunned. I couldn't believe it was him. And he was so kind. He was so nice. He spoke to me so sweet. I mean, you don't realize what an impact. I thought, if I ever became famous, or if anybody ever looked up to me, that's the guy I want to be. That's the kind of a person that I am going to be. Giving my attention, being interested, being concerned, soft, you know, completely non-arrogant. He'd give you his attention, you know. And I was just this kid, you know, 18, 19-year-old kid in an alley. And the show was phenomenal. And I just followed his career. And, you know, when I was 20, he actually gave me his home address. And I wrote him a letter, and he wrote back. He wrote back on the back of a fake $10,000 bill. It was almost like Monopoly money or something. But he had written just such a beautiful little note, you know, and I still have it around someplace.
Now, if I get to meet Steve Vai, I want to ask him if he still has that. I have lots of unanswered questions in my head if I have the opportunity to meet certain musicians. Unfortunately, I never got to meet Alan Holdsworth, but tonight I am paying tribute to his life with just some of my favorites. If you're not familiar with him, do yourself a favor and check out his work. This is House of Mirrors. Thank you. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that is pretty much perfection in the form of Alan Holdsworth. That's from the Hard Hat Area album. It just upsets me greatly that I know he was quite often disgruntled and disappointed, to say the least, with the music industry itself. And I think it's best if we just continue listening to some of my favorite tracks from him, because it's really not about what I think, but it's about honoring the life of the late, great Alan Holdsworth. This is from his collaboration with Gordon Beck. This is With a Heart in My Song. More Perfection. That is a great combination right there of Alan Holdsworth with another jazz great that is no longer with us, Mr. Gordon Beck. He passed away of 76 years old. And what you may or may not know about him is that he was the house pianist at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in the 60s and the 70s. And I can totally hear why he and Alan would have gotten along tremendously well. It's evident in those jazz improvisations, and that's part of why the music industry was so frustrating to Alan Holdsworth. He didn't want to have to play the same thing night after night. And that sounds a little bit like a UK song. So even though UK was very short-lived, I wish they would have gone on to do some more albums. But we're talking about the late, great Alan Holdsworth. And if I played you all of my Alan Holdsworth favorites, we'd probably be here for 2 days. So let's continue with a track from UK, In the Dead of Night. That's UK, or as I like to refer to them, as the magical combination of Bruford, Wetton, Jobson, and Holsworth. Let's continue with Forever Till Sunday. More from Bruford as Rock Goes to College back in 1979.
Thank you.
That's taking it back to March 17th, 1979. Yes. Here's a little Mr. Bill Bruford.
Thank you. That was for the gentleman in the white glasses. Thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
All right, so I hope for the opportunity to have a little conversation with Mr. Bruford myself when it comes to Sony Hall. Now, that's Rock Goes to College back on March 17th of 1979. So it's Bill Bruford on drums, Dave Stewart on the keys, Jeff Berlin on the bass, and Mr. Alan Holdsworth on guitar. I am paying tribute to the late, great Alan Holdsworth, and certainly, in my opinion, the greatest jazz fusion guitar player that ever lived. And it makes me extremely upset that when I had conversations with Jeff Berlin, that he reinforced some things that I had heard about Alan Holdsworth, and that is that he was so self-critical. I certainly hope that by the end of his life, he knew how much he was loved and how much he influenced so many other players. This track is a bonus track from an album called Wardenclyff Tower. Now, I don't know if you know that much about science or Tesla, but Wardenclyff Tower is actually right here on Long Island on the North Shore in Shoreham. And I know that part of it burned, so you might want to check that out if you want to go visit the Tesla Science Center, the lab out in Shoreham. But originally it was like 200 acres, and Wardenclyff Tower was trying to transmit electricity, through a wireless transmission. And unfortunately, there weren't enough investors and people that believed in the idea, so unfortunately, it was scrapped. But every time I drive past it, I also think of Alan Holdsworth because it's the album cover. This bonus track is called The Unmerry-Go-Round. Thank you. Now, Alan Holdsworth worked with a lot of other people throughout his career. I wish that I had the opportunity to talk to him. But if I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Mark King from Level 42, I would certainly ask him about Alan. This is from an album that they did together called Guaranteed. This is a track called A Kinder Eye. Alan Holdsworth with Level 42.
Painted only portraits, framed upon his private wall.